Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, going to talk some Mountain West basketball. Shoot us a text on the KFBC text line, 307-630-2266. Wyoming Cowboy Hoops tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off as they host Nevada. Our Roots Sports Rocky Mountain Mountain West basketball update coming your way. Dave Bullwinkle joining us here on the program. It's always good to have Dave on the show. How are you doing this today?
Always good, Keith. Let me ask you, is it snowing in Laramie?
You know, I think there's a chance of snow today. I will say here in Cheyenne, I think it's been since the 1st of December since we've seen bare ground all over the place, so we've had our fair share, but it's not been brutally cold, so it's not bad.
Since I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, I want you to know it's been pouring rain. So there is snow headed your direction.
Well, we can't wait. Yeah, they can't wait for that, Dave. I want to talk to you about this UNLV team. I want to get into Wyoming a little bit, but I want to talk about Vegas because since they made the change at head coach, Todd Simon on the interim basis has come in, and they've won three in a row, getting up and down the floor a little bit more, seem more like themselves. How long do you think this can be sustained by UNLV? And do you think it appears that a midseason change, although I'm not a big fan of them, kind of worked right now for the first part of this change?
Well, a couple thoughts. First of all, midseason change, I think the players play a little harder because they don't want to be perceived as the reason for the change. If the team were to continue to lose, then the players would have to take the brunt of the criticism because, well, it can't be the coach. We change coaches. So I always think, whether it be in the NBA, where it happens more often, or college, where it's infrequent, but it happened in Las Vegas, where a change is made mid-season, the players kind of up their effort and focus for a while. Now, is that enough to last through the conference tournament and get them in the NCAAs? I kind of doubt it. They are, no question, the most talented team in the conference, mm-hmm. but they played so in such a schizophrenic manner that you never know what you're going to get. They've been consistent for three games. Three games does not a season make. All right? So that's number one.
Right.
Number two, I'm not a fan of the changes in the middle of the season. I don't think it's right to do to a coach, and I don't think it's right to do to a player. Mm-hmm. And the players, I should say, because even though this team with Todd Simon now being in charge has taken a step up, it's these guys came to play for David Rice, and David's a first-class gentleman and a very fine coach, and I'm sorry to see that it happened. That's not to say that I'm not being critical of the UNLV administration. I'm just saying that I hate to see any coach lose his job, and especially in midseason.
Dave, when we look at the standings right now, San Diego State has separated itself. They got a big win against Fresno State last night. They went on the road and beat Boise State. Is this the San Diego State team that we were expecting from the get-go that's finally starting to play that type of basketball right now?
Well, the gentleman that wears the coat and the tie on the sideline there has been around for a while. And the old professor may have found a way to fix the equation, and they certainly are playing better. The win at Boise, I think, was a real big one. I don't know if they have the offensive firepower to sustain it. There's not a great team in the Mountain West this year. Mm-hmm. It's a very balanced conference, and some people would say that balance is a euphemism for mediocre. I wouldn't say that. I just think it's balanced, and there's not a great team. San Diego State's not a great team. Yes, they're playing better. They've righted the ship. They're not losing to Grand Canyon anymore. But, by the way, it's not a pot shot of Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's one of the better teams in the WAC.
Right.
But the fact is that San Diego State should not lose at home to them. With that said, they're moving in the right direction. But let's see. There's a lot more of the schedule to play out and a lot of tough road games still to come for the Aztecs.
Dave Bullwinkle, our guest, our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Mountain West basketball update. Dave, the Wyoming Cowboys, I think, listen, I thought if Wyoming could finish 500 in the league, that would be a good year for the type of team that they have. And you know what? They're the epitome of a young team where they are up and down, losing at San Jose State, but winning at Nevada, something they haven't done in 13 years. They're averaging 69 points a game. They're giving up 69 points a game. I mean, they are the epitome of a 500 team, and I think the team many of us expected they would be with all the newness and the youth that they have.
Yeah, it's a little misleading because of all that Josh Adams does for him, and he's a senior. But you're right, the rest of the team is very young. And when they won a couple of weeks ago, when Josh was, I think, 2-for-14 from the field, but McMenamin stepped up, I thought that was a good sign. They need some other of Josh's friends to step up consistently, and especially on the glass. I mean, they're being out-rebounded by 7 rebounds a night, and that just takes a toll on you in terms of second-chance opportunities for the opponent. So people like Herndon have to step up and be, you know, do a better job on the glass. I think they've gotten Naughton and Dalton have stepped up a little bit as young players coming into the program. But I think Herndon's the man that's got to take the biggest step up and show some consistency.
In your experience, a guy like Josh Adams, who's the lone senior on a team, you know, he, and we've talked to Larry Scheid about this, the unselfishness he's had, the you know, he has been extremely unselfish with this team, knowing what they have in a season where they depend on him a lot, but he's also knows for the greater good of the program, these guys have to be involved. Do you typically see that in your experience with guys that are seniors and superstars that are this unselfish?
It's funny, Keith, we're talking about him being unselfish, and yet he averages 24.7 points a ball game, and he gets up almost 16 shots a night. I agree with you. He's unselfish. He has been a selfless player. So much what his scoring comes from is he just has to score for Wyoming for them to have a chance to win because they don't have many other scoring options. But his leadership has been unselfish, his willingness to distribute the basketball, because here's a guy that's a high scorer, and yet his assist turnover ratio is not good, but he's getting almost 4 assists a ball game. I'd be hard-pressed to find another scorer getting 25 points a night in the country that's still getting 4 assists a game. And I think I give all credit to him, to the coaching staff, in terms of how hard he has worked in the offseason to hone his skills and improve his skills during his 4 years in Laramie. But let's also give credit to Josh and his family. I say his family because this emanates from mom and dad, in terms of the kind of person he is. Mm-hmm. He's unselfish and a team-oriented man.
I wanted to get your thoughts on something because there's a lot of people during the pre-conference season, the non-conference season, that I wouldn't say bash college basketball, but say some of these games are meaningless because a lot of these programs are punch their ticket in the NCAA tournament because of who they are sometimes, and these big time non-conference matchups just don't mean anything. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I will say conference play is unbelievable. There's really nothing better. I wanted to get your thoughts on when we move from non-conference to conference season, just how the game changes and how much, I won't say more exciting, but the meaningfulness of these games are.
It's like going from the JV League to the Varsity League.
It's unbelievable.
Everybody takes a step up. I don't care what conference you're in. Right? And I see games all around the country. In what conference you're in makes no difference. Conference play, I mean, most games are close. It's tough. I mean, take a look at what happened to Kansas last night at Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State is at the bottom of the Big 12, but they rout Kansas. It's hard to go on the road in conference and play. Most teams are, even the teams that are weak, are close to the top teams. Whereas in non-conference play, you may be playing a team from a low major conference that might be maybe one of the weaker teams in that conference, and there's a large disparity. And those games are played, obviously, some of it, so you have people in your seats and you want to play as many home games as possible. You talked about non-conference big matchups. I wish there were more of them. Mm-hmm. Much like in football, there's no reason that Alabama, late in the season, is playing College of Charleston, for goodness sakes. They should play another early season game against another team from one of the Power Five conferences. That's what this thing's about. So I like to see those matchups early. I wish there were more of them.
Dave, you've got two games next week on Root Sports Rocky Mountain, including the Border War. That's always a fun one. You'll be in Laramie for that game on Root Sports Rocky Mountain. The Border War is a fun one. I know you love it, and it'll be a fun game next week.
I want to bring up a name out of the past. Mark Raff, who was a very good player at Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
He has a son that plays at Cal State Bakersfield. And I happened to do them on TV the other day. And just for the Wyoming fans out there, Mark Raff's son is a very good sophomore guard at Cal State Bakersfield. He's from Fairview High School in Boulder, but he gravitated west, and he is a good player.
Very nice. Good to talk to
you. I've got an upset pick for you.
Upset? Is it tonight?
Nope. Saturday. Nevada over UNLV.
Nevada over you. I don't disagree with you right there.
It's another one of those wars. Eric Musselman, extremely competent strategist. He'll come up with a plan for his team to face UNLV. With Coleman, they have pretty good ball handling in the backcourt. And I think, you know, that's one of those, it's not as big as the Border War, but it is a battle between rivals. And I think that may be the upset this week.
Is that a game in Vegas or in Reno?
It is in Reno, which is part of the reason I'm taking it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I think I'm with you on that one, Dave. I think I'm with you right there. Good stuff, as always. We appreciate the time. That's Dave Bullwinkle, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, Mountain West Basketball Update. Enjoy the games the rest of the week, Dave, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Keith. You guys have a good day.